Hey ladies, welcome to Boss Ladies Connect. I am so excited that you're joining us on this podcast where we encourage women and inspire them to fully walk in everything that they've been called to do. We believe that each person has been created with a specific purpose, and it is up to us to walk in it, to discover what it is, and to allow it to fully manifest in our lives. And so each week we have conversations that allow us to evolve and grow and to fully understand and embrace the purpose called on our lives. And so ladies, without further ado, let us get started. Hey guys, so I'm so excited as I am approaching my 200th episode. I'm so excited to be offering a masterclass webinar to help you maximize your voice, elevate your brand, and increase your influence through podcasting. Y'all, podcasting has been one of the absolute best things that I have done. There have been so many benefits beyond monetary that I have been able to gain from podcasting. I've been able to build collaborations. I've been able to increase my influence. I've definitely been able to elevate and maximize my voice. And I am going to talk to you about how to get started doing this very thing for yourself. So if you have a voice, if you have a message, if you have a story, if you have a brand, even if you are a professional in your field and want to be seen as the expert or have expertise and knowledge that you want to share, I absolutely encourage you to start your own podcast. We've all been given different gifts. We've all been given different purposes. And the brand and the message that you have deserves to be heard by other people, right? We have to begin to increase our influence. We have to begin to get the message and the brand and the purpose that has been placed on our lives outside of our four walls, right? Or our micro community, and allow the greater masses to hear it. So let me tell you a little bit about what you'll get with this masterclass webinar. This masterclass webinar is an e-course that will be teaching you how to start your podcast, how to use your podcast to elevate your message and your brand, how to repurpose the content, right? Repurposing is king, y'all. How to choose a podcasting host, how to monetize. We'll talk about marketing ideas. We'll talk about interviewing. I give interviewing tips. I have a bonus category where I go over interviewing tips. I talk about recording and editing and some of the things that I do as far as lighting, because I like to use video and audio, all about repurposing, okay? And I'll talk about the equipment and things that I use to allow me to be consistent and show up every week for you guys. I'll also talk about like getting your guests, vetting your guests, and the process that I use to do this. Listen, this is over 200 episodes worth of information that I have gathered and things that I have learned on my podcasting journey, and I'm absolutely sharing it with you. As a bonus, you will also get a podcast planner. This planner will help you break down your episodes. It will help you break down your topics, your questions, your ideas, your guests, their bio, all of the things that go into producing your podcast, right? And so I'm so excited to be offering this. If you are interested in maximizing your voice, elevating your brand, and increasing your influence, click the link in my show notes and purchase this masterclass. I'm so excited and I can't wait to hear your podcast when I go to my phone on the podcast platforms I use to be able to hear your podcast. All right, y'all, happy talking. Hey guys, welcome to this week's podcast episode. We are here. I was about to say, your girl Tisha is here. I'm just going to go with the flow because that was what was about to come out my mouth. So I'm here. I'm back, guys. And we have been talking about the series that I've been doing called Recalibrating. And so it just has been such an insightful and just cool time where I've taken some time to really just commune with the Holy Spirit and get aligned with the purpose that God has called me to in this particular season. I really am a firm believer that we were created for purpose. And so, if that is the case, then there is a specific task assigned to us during our lifetime. And then that would also mean that each moment that we live has a purpose, right? This moment that I am at on this timeline in history was created for me. Right, to be here. It was meant for me to be here. And so, as I'm coming into a greater revelation or a greater understanding of that, it then requires me to ask of God, what am I supposed to be doing in this particular moment, in this particular season, in this particular time in history? Right? Where, how am I supposed to be showing up? What connections am I supposed to be making? What opportunities for growth are there for me? What am I supposed to be learning? What am I supposed to be doing? All of the questions, right? And so I've just really begun to throw myself into this question space where I'm really releasing or relinquishing my plan and my idea or thought process about where I should be, where what I should be doing, what should be happening, and really just consulting God on what his master plan is. And so, as a part of that, there's been some things that I've kind of been learning that he's kind of been teaching me and showing me. And y'all know, got to share, right? So, today we're going to talk about releasing. We're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about releasing mainly, but then we're also going to talk a little bit about time and a little bit about time management, a little bit about this construct of time, right? And so for today, we're going to start with releasing. So one of the things that I have done in this space was to begin to release, right? Release of things. And some of them were actual constructs of things that maybe I was participating in, I was facilitating, or I was leading. And then some of them could be releasing of like expectations, right? Releasing of mindsets, releasing of beliefs, releasing of all those things. But in particular, I want to talk about this concept of releasing of making more space. Right. And so I definitely had to make more space. Now, I am the girl that is like, I'm committed. That's one of the things I like about myself. I'm a Capricorn, so I'm super loyal. Once I say that I'm going to do something, I want to follow through. It makes me feel really good to actually do the thing that I said I'm going to do and to stick with it and to be consistent. I typically don't need like a lot of cheering on or a lot of like pep talks and motivation along the way. I typically can ride it out on my own strength of just feeling satisfied with the fact that I'm consistent and I'm committed, right? And so what that can do if you're not recalibrating, is have you consistently doing something because you're used to doing it or because it makes you feel a certain kind of way to be completing the task. And it could be something that was for 2020 and not for the 2022 that you're currently living in. But because you're like, I'm so committed, I'm loyal, I'm doing this, you're still doing the same thing, right? On rotation. And so some of the things that I had to do was really release some stuff. Some things that I had been doing for years, right? And they were good things. They were absolutely good things, okay? Because I don't be doing those stuff that's not like productive or good, but it was just time to shift. And you know how you've kind of been feeling that, okay, maybe I don't really need to be doing this, or I should be doing this. But you do it anyway, or you might have a moment where it's like, oh, that was nice. Oh, keep doing that, you know? Or you may have a space where like it really blessed someone, you know? So it's like, see, and you was gonna stop. You was gonna stop. And so I was challenged in that space because I was like, this is a good thing. People still like, you know, say that they get blessed from us, you know, me doing it. But I'm feeling like a shift, right? And I'll tell you, I didn't really fully fulfill the shift and embrace the shift until I begin to intentionally take time to seek God about what I should be doing in this moment. And so what that did was it really opened up, really revealed or brought to light some things about myself, right? Some things about why I was doing it, right? So one of the things that I released, I had a prayer call that I was hosting or leading every Wednesday morning for like 2 years, y'all. Every Wednesday, seven. I think we met at seven, sometimes we met at 7:30. And we would talk, you know, we would be on the call for about an hour. And it was great times of like connection, great times of prayer, great times of just learning, because I'm always, you know, looking for God's voice and like what he wants to share when I'm doing something that really is just all about him, right? And so it was great. But the reason that I started it was because we were in the pandemic. It had a real husband and mother focus. It was for moms and wives, right? Specifically. And just, you know, even during that pandemic, just, you know, feeling the strain, you know, of marriages, feeling the strain and things with the kids and just so much, right? And I just really felt like a pull to have a group where we could confide, we could pray, we could encourage, we could uplift each other around those areas. But then, you know, now we're kind of shifting. We're like post-pandemic, if you want to call it that. And it kind of evolved. I mean, we went from that space and then we went to like kingdom living and like what that looks like to really be a daughter of God. And so we kind of just, you know, shifted along the way. But what God has spoke to me, right? Or what he had impressed upon my heart was like, that mission is over, right? Like you started it because of this, 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 and this. That has been satisfied, that has been done, and I need you to release it. And it wasn't like a kick to the curb or like forgetting about, but I just think even within myself, because I wasn't necessarily obedient when I first had the tug, I think that it became harder for me, right? Because I didn't release when I knew to release initially, I kind of dragged it out a little bit. And so then in the drag, it began to be like uncomfortable, or I wouldn't say uncomfortable, but it began to be more of a strain. And the strain is what caused me to say, let me look at this and let me see what it's about. Let me re-examine my motives. Let me re-examine why I'm doing this, right? Because in the beginning, I was doing it. I was given a specific assignment and a specific reason and a specific purpose. I have now alternated that to fit, you know, the new season I'm in or the new season other people are in. And now I was finding myself not creating content or bringing together content that I felt would serve those that, you know, were attending. But I navigated from what the original God-given plan was. And I ain't address him. I mean, I did, like, you know, of course we were praying and stuff like that, but I never really, I just kind of felt like this is still a good thing. This is still a good thing. This is still a necessary thing. People still getting blessed, all the good things. Well, what I have learned is that it's important to release for several reasons. You make room for, or you make space for the other things that God wants to put in your lap or wants to make you a part of or wants to bring to you. And so if you're busy still doing the things that have kind of expired already, then you don't have room or capacity to receive the thing that you're meant to be doing at this particular moment in time in history, right? Does that make sense? So I wasn't getting that, but I got it now. So even along with this, excuse me, there were other shifts. There were other shifts that are taking place that are going to require some new things for me, that are going to require some new spaces for me. One of which, so like my son goes to school super early now. So I'm like up super early, earlier than I was before. And then, you know, even some changes in some things that I'm doing throughout the day and some other commitments that I have made and some other commitments that are pending, right? And just even just some other spaces. And I want to say like this thing was, it wasn't a big thing in comparison to, you know, all these other things. I really think that it was about obedience and it was about my heart too. Why was I holding on to this thing? And I think I also had to just really own and admit to myself that it was a connection that I didn't want to break. And I think I kind of felt like, would a connection be in existence if I break this? Like, will we still be connected if I break this? And God was like, this girl, this is not about you. This is not about you. And even y'all, I'm thinking now, even I don't know what maybe God wanted to release them to be able to do during that time period or to be able to prepare for, to be able to do at another time, you know, throughout that day or in that space. And so I just think that sometimes we drag things out because of our feelings, because we're holding on to something that we really just need to let go of and be okay with seasons changing. So those are two things. So I mentioned making space. I also mentioned creating capacity. So as I begin to, and so even during this time too, I was taking that time from the podcast. So there was 2 months I wasn't doing that. And so I found that as I begin to make space, other things begin to come to me. And so like awesome opportunities have just come to me. Like literally, like I just show up to the Zoom and then the opportunity comes. So I just know that it's because I increased my capacity to be able to receive the things that God wanted me to do. And I think it's also important because our minds can get bottled down with all the things that we have to do. So when new things come that are actually God things, that are actually divine things, that are actually things that are aligned with our timeline on this earth, sometimes we pass them up or we don't put the energy in them that we've been called to put in them because we're dispersing energy in so many different places, right? And so that is another reason why we have to be obedient and we have to release. So when we're talking about dispersing energy in the right spaces, it kind of reminds me of when you are, oh, I know what I was going to say. So I was having a conversation. I was sharing with my husband. I was telling him, you know, I released this thing and, you know, like that's something new. And something he said was so true. I'm going to share it. I'm going to give him his credits. He said, you know, sometimes you also need to release stuff because you're pouring and you're giving and you're pouring and you're not positioning yourself to receive or to be poured into. Sometimes you need to shut some things down so that you can get fueled. And during this like sabbatical that I took from the podcast, this was one of the things that I didn't stop. Like I didn't take a summer break. Like I didn't stop. I just continued to do it. This has really been ongoing for 2 years, minus any times that maybe I was away, you know, on that particular day. And so I thought that was pretty profound and so true that sometimes you're so busy trying to figure out, okay, what's going to happen next week or what are we going to do the week after this or what are we going to do the week after that or what I'm going to have for this, that I'm missing the moments of just being poured into and obtaining the rest so that I can have the energy, have the wisdom, have the insight that I need to be able to do that thing that is specific for me on the timeline that I'm on. And so I've been challenging myself to re-examine what things have I put on my plate that maybe don't need to be there right now, or need to be categorized, or really just like, and even just how much of an investment I'm going to put into certain things, right? And identifying, you know, I talked a few episodes ago, I can't remember which one it is right now, but I talked about the book by, I think his name is Gary Keller, of Keller Williams. The One Thing. I talked about that book, and how he talked about you have to, we have to be the driver in the seat of our lives, right? And so we have to identify, with the help of the Holy Spirit, what are the things that are God-given things that we're supposed to be doing, and then exert the level of energy and investment into that thing, and not to into so many things. And so even with some of the things that I have a lot of different things on my plate, but even with those things, I really recalibrated the level of investment that I place into them. So those things that are high purpose, I'll call, for lack of better words, I am committed to investing a lot of energy and time into that space. For those things that are purpose, but not really right now in this moment or on this timeline, I'll invest some time in it. I'm not going to just let it go by the wayside, but I'm super sensitive to where my priorities are, like where I need to show up at the beginning of the week, where I need to show up at the top of the morning, right? Like where I need to show up, where my best energy needs to show up, you know, at. And so, yeah. So the other thing, remember I said I was also going to talk about time, but before we get there, I do also want to talk about access. So something else that Holy Spirit has just been revealing to me is a part of that, a part of being able to release, right? And even with this time piece is redefining the level of access that you allow people to have to you. You allow people to have to you. Because what takes up most of our time is people and, of course, distractions, right? Distractions. And so when we think about time, so let's talk about time. People always say, I don't have enough time for this. I don't have enough time for that. If there was more hours in a day, I only got such and such amount of time. And, you know, make it seem as if time is something that is escaping us. Time is something that is leaving us. Time is something that is controlling us, and we can't catch up to the time. When the truth is, we control the time. We are the controllers of our time. And so we dictate how much time, how much access, how much energy we exert to certain things. Now, if we are not getting enough time to do the things that are high purpose, you know, in our lives, high priority in our lives, then we need to adjust the access that we are giving some things and some people to our time. We also need to adjust some of the things that maybe we need to release, because it's requiring energy from us that we now need to redirect or put in another place. And so it's been very interesting. I feel like they all kind of play together, that releasing of things, that access, limiting access, and acknowledging the fact that we control the time that we have. We control it. We control how much investment we put into this, how much energy we put into that. We control those things. We control how early we get up. We control how late we stay up. We control all of those things. And so just really sitting down, and I feel like maybe I'll do a whole nother episode on just like what that prioritization looks like, I'll recommend a book. I haven't read the book. It was recommended to me. I kind of read like the summary of it, but I'm going to be reading Free to Focus by Michael Hyatt, I think his name is. But basically what it talks about is identifying those things in our lives that are like high purpose things or high passion things, and investing the proper amount of energy or time into those spaces, and releasing other things and also limiting access. And that kind of sounds like people be like, oh, I'm supposed to be me now. I'm supposed to be cutting people off. I'm supposed to be, no. It's not being mean, it's you controlling your time. They also have the opportunity to do that as well. But you gotta control, if you don't control your time, if you don't control or prioritize the moment in history or in Yeah, the moment in history that you are in right now on this timeline, and ask God, what is the season about for me? And then make the necessary adjustments for that season. I feel like you can miss blessings, you can miss opportunities, you can miss spaces where you're supposed to be preparing, you're supposed to be learning, where you're supposed to be increasing your capacity. So a part of increasing capacity is not just releasing things. Increasing capacity could also be, maybe this is a time really of study and of learning and of increasing my skill or increasing in this, ministry or whatever it is that you've been called to. But you need to make time in order to do that. It could be a time of just study, like you're studying a lot or you're praying a lot, whatever it may be. Only he knows what you need to get you to the next space or get you to the next level. And so I just think it's just super important that we're mindful of that. Like increasing our capacity can be many things. Even in like our healing, right? Even in working on the soul, working on our healing in those spaces so that we can have the capacity to hold the things that he's calling us to hold or be the influence that he's calling us to be in certain places, in certain platforms. And if you out here doing everything else, giving everybody else access to you, getting distracted and just pouring, 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 or running around, then you're missing. You're going to have to do this anyway, right? Because he can't give you what he's been calling you to if you're not ready to receive it. And so you're just prolonging the destiny that you've been called to. And so I just think that is just like so important, that increasing capacity. Like there is the prayer of Jabez. Is it Jabez? Jabez. Oh, y'all know my pronunciation. The prayer of Jabez, I think that's what it's called. But he says, enlarge my territory. But like in that, and there's a song I used to dance to. It was called Enlarge My Territory. I think Donnie McKirkland sang it. But even when you think about that, you're asking God to enlarge a territory, which means he has to enlarge your capacity to be able to handle the territory that you have. Right. Even if you think about it in a business perspective, right? You're like, oh, bring me all these clients. But if you don't got the right systems in place, if you don't know how to manage your money, if your business is not set up, if you don't have a team, how are you gonna send you more people? Because your capacity can't handle you haven't stretched your capacity to be able to handle the people. And so there are some seasons where maybe he's like, nah, sis, you need to stop doing X, Y, and Z so you can build this team, so you can invest in these people, so you can sow where I need you to sow and do what I need you to do so you can ultimately reap what I have for you. And so that's all a part of creating, increasing or creating greater capacity. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share those things. So we talked about releasing, we talked about time, we talked about making space, we talk about, oh, and a part of increasing capacity is also identifying areas where you need to improve. I did talk about it, I just didn't label it. So that is that space. Like, do you need to increase your skill set? Do you need to work on your soul, your emotions, your feelings, or maybe some baggage or some healing or things that need to take place? Do you need to work on your communication? Do you need to work on like for me, like I'm moving into a more international hosting space. So I'm definitely like, oh, let me hone in on this skill a little bit more, because I feel like I say the word a little bit too much. So, what do I need to do to increase that? I heard someone say today that they would pick one word from the dictionary every week and learn that word. They were increasing their capacity. And now, yo, when they speak, they be dropping gems because they have more language to be able to communicate concepts to help us better understand and have a greater revelation and insight about what they're talking about. Because in that season, when he needed to do that, he did it. So I just want to encourage y'all today that release, 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 release so that you can increase your capacity, release so that time is not escaping you, release so that you can limit your access, release so that you can sow when you're supposed to be sowing, that you might be ready to reap in due season. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you next week. Ladies, did you enjoy that episode or what? Did this episode speak to you in some kind of way? I would absolutely love to hear about it. Y'all know it does my heart good when you subscribe and you share this podcast with someone else that you know can absolutely benefit from it. Y'all, we are out here connecting, walking in our purpose, and encouraging each other along the way. I love meeting with you every week, and I'd love to stay further connected. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Tisha_talks and to visit my website, www.tishatalks.org. You'll find the podcast, you'll find other videos, and you'll find other courses and classes and workshops, conferences, the list goes on and on to the things that we are currently doing so that we can further connect beyond this weekly podcast. So ladies, without further ado, I want you guys to walk fully in everything that you've been called to, align your passion with your purpose, and go out there and get everything that has your name on it. Talk to you later.